You know, one of the effects of this sick out protest that we're seeing, you know, the workers, the pilots for Southwest Airlines, for example, all calling in sick, not showing up, is this mass exodus away from the large corporate employers into the small companies across America that have fewer than 100 employees. So this is very interesting. A lot of people are giving up their careers as firefighters or police officers or nurses or pilots, for that matter. They're giving up those careers, and they're quitting those jobs, and they're moving to smaller companies where they may not make as much financially, but they also don't have to commit vaccine suicide. You know, you can keep your life and health intact as you work for a smaller company. So we're going to see, in my opinion, as the antibody-dependent enhancement effects kick in, we're going to see a lot of losses of workers in the large corporations. This winter is going to be probably rather devastating. I can't predict how many people are going to die exactly or what percentage. I don't know. But I do know that this mRNA technology, when it was tested in animals, things seemed to be fine at first until later on when the ADE kicked in and so many of the test animals died upon exposure to simple viral nanoparticles circulating in the wild. You know, subsequent exposure killed a lot of the animals. So we could probably expect a similar thing to happen. Now, one way to look at this is that people who've been injected with the spike protein, kind of like AIDS patients, they have acquired immune deficiency syndrome. It was acquired through the vaccine. Their immune systems have been destroyed or weakened significantly and imbalanced so that they don't know how to respond properly. Now, a proper immune system response is this very delicate balance of aggression to attack the pathogens, but then also chilling out, which is ending the inflammation and knowing when the white blood cell warriors should walk away from the scene of the infection. Because if you don't know how to chill out and walk away, then you have hyperinflammation, and that can be just as deadly as the original pathogen itself. So we're likely to see a whole lot of large corporations losing a significant portion of their personnel over the next 6 months. And if you're wondering what that looks like, well, look at Southwest Airlines right now. They're missing so many pilots. They had to cancel over the last several days a couple of thousand flights at this point. And that's people calling in sick on purpose. What happens when people die by accident and they can never return to work, obviously, because if you're dead, you can't fly planes. Although you could possibly still participate in elections for the Democrats, but probably not going to be able to fly airplanes. So at that point, what happens to the transportation logistics sector of society when the people who are vaccinated start dying off? Meanwhile, the people who are unvaccinated have already left those jobs. They're gone. They sought new jobs. They've already changed careers and so on. How much you want to bet that the airlines like Southwest will be begging for these pilots to come back? You know, come on back. We're sorry. We forced you to take a vaccine. But again, at that time, which of those pilots are going to want to come back? They already went through all that trauma and that transition, you know, unless maybe some pilots would say, okay, yeah, you can take me back. Give me back pay for all the months or years that you fired me, you know, for not taking the vaccine. Give me all that back pay plus a penalty. How about that for the inconvenience? Let's see if that happens. Kind of doubt that the airline's going to be able to cover those costs. In any case, the small businesses are going to have lots of employees, which will be a change because there's been such a shortage of people. So the fake Biden mandate is causing this transition from large corporations to small companies. Keep in mind, this is a fake mandate. It does not exist. There is no mandate on the books. There is no legal mandate for non-federal employees. Now, there are mandates for federal employees because, well, the federal government is your employer, and then under law, they can mandate that, and they have. But for private industry, there is no mandate on the books. It's just bluffing on the part of Joe Biden, and he said he's going to have OSHA enforce it. Well, OSHA hasn't issued a rule. So obviously it's a fake mandate. It's not happening yet. Maybe OSHA will have a rule, but until then, it's just the CEOs of these corporations, like what's his name, Kelly of Southwest Airlines. That's his last name, Kelly. He's saying, oh, there's a federal mandate. So he's bluffing as well. So you have the corporate CEOs all part of the bluff. And you have the governors part of the bluff. They're all just bluffing. But if you call their bluff and say, guess what? There's no mandate. Show me the mandate. And if you want me to go, you'll have to fire me, force them to fire you. And then you have standing for a lawsuit. And there are lawsuits being filed all over the country against cities and states and corporations and government agencies who have resorted to firing people because they refuse to get injected with the deadly spike protein jab. So make them fire you and then join the lawsuits against those employers, because this is going to be a tidal wave of lawsuits. And I think, frankly, the corporations that fired you have no standing under law. In the meantime, go work somewhere else that doesn't have a vaccine mandate and help support small businesses in America by joining them as an employee, as a team member. It's actually, everybody wins, and then you get to live without so much tyranny. Now, as this is happening, by the way, the supply chain collapse will continue to accelerate. Now, this is something that's necessary. It's part of the awakening process for the American people because, well, life has been a little too convenient, you might say. Life has been so easy that people would go online on Amazon and they would order something. Does it have Prime shipping? Can I get it tomorrow? Can I get it today? Can I get it in 4 hours? That's too convenient. People have come to believe that they could just, you know, click something on the screen and they can make a bunch of money trading on Robinhood or just buying stocks or just click and bring me stuff in boxes, you know? Well, and when life is so convenient, people forget how much effort goes into these things. For example, if you go to the hardware store and you buy, I don't know, nails, you forget how much effort goes into those nails. The mining that has to take place for the iron ore to make the steel, or maybe there's zinc-coated steel, so then somebody's got to mine the zinc and then refine the zinc, and then there's got to be a manufacturing plant somewhere that sources the steel and the zinc and puts them together. And there's got to be employees there, you know, they got to put them into boxes, they have shipping logistics, so they got to have forklifts and pallets and trucks and loading docks and all this stuff just to get you a box of nails. And people forget how complex these supply lines really are. It's easy to forget it when everything just magically shows up on your doorstep. Shazam, it's an Amazon Prime box. Well, that is until the porch pirates steal it and take off with it. That's happening across the country. But nevertheless, things are very, very convenient for people. Or at least they were before the supply chain started breaking down. Now, people are getting a heavy dose of reality. It's like, whoa, wait a second. You mean every shelf isn't overflowing with an abundant, endless stream of products at every moment that I walk into every store? No, actually, that's not the way the world has worked through most of human history. For most of human history, you would go to, let's say, the blacksmith, and you would say, hey, can you make me a hammer? And the blacksmith would say, oh, you want a hammer? Okay, give me 10 days. You know, we'll forge you a hammer, and you know, it's going to cost you like a day's wage or more, because blacksmithing is hard work. So it's not like they can just churn these out like machines. You know, blacksmithing, it's a hot, sweaty job run by typically strong men. A few strong women have been blacksmiths, but mostly it's men, you know, swinging hammers at steel. But today you just walk into a store and there's like 75 hammers there, different sizes and weights and different polymer handles versus wood handles. And I was in Home Depot the other day and there's a hammer there for, I think, $3.99. It's like the entry level hammer made in China. Well, those are going to be gone. There's not going to be a $3.99 hammer. And if you earn, let's say, oh, I don't know, whatever your current wage is, let's say you earn $150 a day. Imagine paying a day's wage for a hammer. So that's a $150 hammer. That's more like where prices are going. And throughout most of human history, people have spent most of their daily effort in terms of wages just buying food, with barely anything left over to buy hammers or nails or shelter or clothing or means of transportation and so on. Most of human history has been people barely scraping by with enough food. And even throughout the 1930s and 40s and 50s in America, there really wasn't an abundance of food, which is why we didn't really have an obesity problem in those days. And people were smaller. People were shorter. They didn't have the nutrition to fully express their phenotype of what their body would become. They just did not have the food. And so part of what we're getting into right now is an economic recalibration. The era of cheap stuff from China is coming to an end. The era of cheap airplane flights is coming to an end. The era of cheap diesel fuel, you know, for cheap transportation and logistics delivery and so on, that's coming to an end. It's happening very, very rapidly at this point. The era of cheap everything, the era of abundant everything, at least physical things, it's all coming to an end. And from here forward, starting very, very soon, people are going to have to part with a significant portion of their daily effort in order to acquire things. And the days of just having like four jet skis in the garage and, you know, three cars and a boat and, I don't know, kind of like entertainment or luxury items, those days are over. And it's also going to cost more to prep, to acquire the items that you need for prepping. So buying food is going to become a lot more expensive. And that's why I continue to urge people, if you can acquire things today using the cheap dollars you have right now, before the prices continue to increase, then that's actually a bargain. You're paying less now compared to what's going to be required down the road because prices are going up and supply lines are cratering. This is true for vehicles. If you need a vehicle or a utility truck, for example, it's better to get it now. It's going to be much more difficult to get it later. So think about all of these dynamics as the supply lines are collapsing and as people are walking away from their jobs because of the vaccine mandates. You know, the situation is only going to get worse, but it doesn't mean I don't support these people who are walking away from their jobs. I support the pilots walking away. I think anybody who's being coerced into a vaccine should, in fact, say no and walk away. I support that, even if it means a disruption. The disruption is really caused by those pushing the vaccine mandates, not the employees who are just trying to save their own lives and not get killed by the spike protein. You can't blame them. But for the rest of us, we got to be ready for all this because it is accelerating by the day. It is very real, and it's not going to end anytime soon. So stay tuned. Listen to my podcasts and my daily situation update at brighteon.com. And read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also check out healthrangerstore.com for whatever food items we might still possibly have in stock. Thank you for your support. Take care.